Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, January 30th, 2006. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, V-A-D-E-R, Larry Vader. How's it going, everyone? And if you hear that noise in the background, I'm sorry, my roommate has just decided to whack him, so I need to go tell him that it's ruined. Anyway, welcome to the Little Fatty Cast, take three for Monday, January 30th, 2006. I probably just said that. Oops. Okay, deal with it. Hey, if GarageBand is recording, that's a step up as far as I'm concerned. And so this is your GarageBand hate cast because I've recorded the show. This is the third time I've done the intro to the show because GarageBand gets staticky and fucks up the audio because it has to warm up. And if you don't give it time to warm up, it sounds that way. Do I do anything to make it stop making those noises? No, I just leave it running and it gets better over time. So, Apple, fix your glitches and then I'll use your software. I'm very disappointed that I have to just flip around and I don't know. It sucks and I may know a way to resolve it, but that's a workaround, not the solution, and that's unacceptable, much like the 15-inch PowerBook glitch with the audio. Okay, so anyway, enough about that. It is going to be a great show. Trust me, I know because I've already recorded it, and it is one of the better Larry Alone shows. There is some new Fibrolutionary news. We're going to talk about that, and that is a big deal with No Big Fatty tonight. I almost died, and twice, once on Friday and once today. Friday, I had a little car incident, and today, a pot of oil exploded on Miss Horty. So I've recovered from that, but we'll talk about that. Also, don't forget that I think MySpace is absolutely, positively the bane, just evil. It is evil, 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 and we're going to talk about why MySpace is evil. And first, though, one of the things we're going to talk about is some politics. Don't tune out. You want to hear this. Trust me. Trust me, it's good stuff. Okay, guys, politics. That's right, everyone. It is time for some political news. Wow. So that's not what you expect at all from the Little Fatty Cast, and especially from Mr. Larry Vader. But desperate times call for desperate measures. And in fact, if you're wondering why you're seeing this show on Sunday night as opposed to Monday morning when it, or in the middle of the night when it usually the post goes through, it's because of this. So, if you are not an American citizen, then you may not need to listen to this. But if you are, you know, I don't know, from the UK or something, you certainly are familiar with how politics goes, and you may want to listen just for sheer entertainment purposes. So, the headline on CNN as we speak: Kerry appears to like votes for Alito filibuster. Well, that's not really so surprising. I guess we all saw that coming. You know, if you guys aren't sure, you know, of course, if you aren't familiar with politics at all, and God forbid you shouldn't be, but John Kerry is a senator, and he is the Democrat who ran against Bush this past time with Edwards. And before then, he was all afraid to stand up and voice his opinion. But now, girls, every time I open my e-letters, I got something from him. So I'm a little disappointed in him that he's all of a sudden decided to grow some balls. But anyway, so he is a Massachusetts senator, and he was in Switzerland for like an economic conference or something and called for a filibuster on Judge Sam Ewell, Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court. Now, if you aren't aware, if he is elected, then he will replace Sandra Day O'Connor, who was the she's kind of like the swing vote. And so Democrats obviously feel that it would not be in their interest to have him elected for that seat. And as someone who isn't political but is definitely votes mixed party, just because there are some fucking crazy Democrats out there too, just like there are Republicans, and I very rarely vote for a Republican, but of course that's changed. I used to, I'll admit. I think that guys, like, hello, this guy is crazy. Now, of course, the filibuster isn't going to take. It's not going to happen. There aren't enough votes. Inouye, and Lieberman have said that they're going to vote against confirming Alito, but they're, you know, not necessarily going to vote for a filibuster, which would, you know, whatever. So, of course, in order for him to be confirmed, and I think they vote on Tuesday for that, you know, they only have to have 51 votes. There are 100 members of, you know, House, Senate. Yeah, or the Senate. And so, you know, only has to have a majority or 51 votes. And right now, I think they're at like 54 for him to be confirmed. So, well, you know, I don't know. I understand that there aren't enough votes for filibuster. I can't, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. But yeah, 11 a.m. Tuesday, they'll vote for him to be confirmed. You know, of course, Kerry isn't backing down, but. I don't know. Kerry, like, this is a pretty good quote about the whole thing, and I'm not one to put this shit into words, but I do believe that he is not the right candidate for the position. But he says, Judge Alito's confirmation would be an ideological coup on the Supreme Court. We can't afford to see the court swing vote, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor replaced with a far-right ideologue like Samuel Alito. That's a new word for me, ideologue. Huh. And in fact, the White House, typically Bush fucking cunt ass White House, is so confident that he's going to be confirmed Alito that, you know, they, a White House spokesman or a Bush spokesman mocked him to CNN. And he said, I think it was a historic day yesterday. It was the first ever call for a filibuster from the slopes of Davos, Switzerland. Maybe Senator Kerry needs to be spending more time in the United States Senate so that he can refresh his memory on Senate rules. Senate rules say you have to have votes in order to filibuster. And, you know, even those who support him are saying that it's an uphill battle. And that's fine. So what can you do, you may wonder? Well, there are a lot of things. And to really figure, like, I think the best way to look at it is to go on over to qpotter.org, and if you scroll down, you will see an article posted by Madge, and there is a weekend game plan filibuster, but it's too late for you guys to do that. Now, I've done what I can do. I'm not political, but I've done it. I've gone and ruined it. But if you get this on Sunday or like in the night, you can call your senator. And guys, the best thing that you can do is if you call then, you can leave a voicemail saying you're a constituent, and it's true because you're an American, and you want a filibuster. But you don't have to leave your address because they're closed if you call at night. And you know, Ms. Horty loves to call on the weekends and at night when she doesn't have to talk to someone there. So, you know, and you can also email them, same difference. And now on Monday morning, here's what, I guess, like, I know this is all babble and I should have, like scribbled out what I wanted to talk about. But here's what you do on Monday morning. You should wake up and get caffeine fueled, as Madge would say, and pretty much just call your senators like all day on Monday before 4:30, which is when the vote is, right? I mean, it's not that difficult, but just let them know, hey there, hello, constituent of yours voted for you. And by the way, this sucks. Now, guys, if you're a homosexual, a lot of the times you're a Democrat, and or at least like me, you often feel like, you know, your views and opinions really favor the Democrats more. So pretty much, I don't know. You can even vote on QPotter, but, or find a petition on QPotter, but my point is, like, I don't know. I mean, if you voted for these guys, you need to do this, is what I'm saying. You should go and call and email or fax or sign the online petitions. You know, let them know that, you know, we are your constituents and we're the ones who voted for you. And, you know, we want you to have the courage to say no. And even if there aren't 41 votes, we want a filibuster, you know, and, you know, or ask them to abstain if they're not willing you know, to vote. I mean, abstaining, like, I mean, it says it in the Q Potter article, but just abstaining, excuse me, is as good as, you know, a no vote. So, you know, and if they ask for your zip code or address, why not give it to them? I mean, don't give them false information. I mean, you could call and do that, you know, like if you wanted to call like 15 different times and give them different addresses, but I mean, you know, that might be civil that could be a necessary act of civil disobedience, as Miss Weinstein says, but whatever. Regardless, at least call. If every one of you who's listening calls your senator, your local senators and all those good folks, then I promise you it will make a difference. And I think that this movement is spreading. I mean, it's everywhere. And I don't know. I just encourage everyone to do that. And so there is an update that just came in from Madge. Once again, we achieved our overnight objective from the local district phone action. There are widespread reports of senators' phones ringing off the hook and fax machines running out of paper coast to coast. You did it. We are witnessing the greatest outpouring of public opinion ever. This was just posted, guys, like while I was reading that article. So let's go back. But, you know, of course, it's still important to keep doing what I just said. It's not over. But you can, you know, there are new websites, millionphonemarch.com, if you want to do that. Or if you want to go, yeah, millionphonemarch, start there, fill that out, send them emails with comments, that sort of stuff. And, you know, call your senators. I don't know who yours are. I know who mine are, and I hate them, even the Democrats, but I still hate them. And they think that gay folks are evil, even in South Carolina. But I'm still going to call again tomorrow, so... Anyway, with that said, that's all I need to say about that, I guess. And I feel like I've said too much, and that might not have made any sense, but do it, okay? Like, if there's anything you can do, God knows, and I'm sorry if I offend anyone in this room, Bush has done a lot of fucked up things, and usually you don't have a say in what he does, but now you have a say. So if you disagree, and if you're the one who opens your mouth and yells and bitches the loudest, here's your chance to do something other than yell and bitch. Okay, I've said it. That's all. Okay, we're back. And that's all I have to say about that. So I'm not going to bring you guys down. I'm not going to talk serious anymore. And I hope that you have unsubscribed. Okay. Wow. I have some big news. Cue the fat music. That's right, everyone. There's a new sort of fiber out. You heard it here first. Benefiber is proud to announce something that, to quote them, is fiberlutionary. That's right, it's fiber that you mix in a glass, just like Big Fatty likes, only there's no taste. I can't say that I'm really loving the GarageBand, but I'm trying, y'all. I am trying my best. I'm starting and stopping a lot. Okay. I'm working it out. It's got to be getting better. What do you think? Okay, swig of Smart Water time. If you haven't tried Smart Water yet, you should check it out. It's made by Glashow. I forget how you said the name of that company, but she makes some other stuff. But it is electrolyte enhanced water, and check it out. They're not paying me to talk about it. I wish they were. And if they didn't want to pay me, they could just give me free Smart Water. And product royalty is just fine by me. Okay. So, whew, y'all. Okay, I mentioned this earlier. There was a near-death experience. That's right. Going to the coal mine on Friday morning, I'm minding my own business, as I do every morning when I'm driving. and usually I have, I guess, some sort of hootenanny going with the daily source code. But I was not feeling like being serious and listening on Friday morning. And usually by Friday, that's me. I just can't concentrate that early in the morning. I'm a little tired. I'm groggy. And I just want some feel-good music. So I was jamming to The Rent, and I made it almost to the coal mine, and there appeared to be some sort of accident about a mile ahead. And so traffic came to, well, pretty much, well, stopped. It barely moving, maybe 5 miles an hour here and there. So I'm still jamming to something and making a scene in the car, and other folks were staring, I later noticed. But I look in my rearview mirror to see a Buick a old Buick, that is, not one of the new ones, come flying over the hill behind me. And other cars are stopped all around, mind you, but no one else in my lane. And it's, I think the interstate's like four lanes there. I'm not really sure. So cars were stopped, and the hill wasn't that close to me. So someone came over that hill and realized that Miss Horty was at a standstill. Y'all, she hit the brakes. And it was Horty, I later discovered. Hit the brakes. And all of a sudden, the Buick's tires locked up and started smoking. And then, that's right, the Buick turned sideways and started sliding towards Miss Horty, which, I admit, caused me to scream like a little girl. And so, me, I threw Miss Maxine in the first gear, deciding that I would let someone else get a hit, and somehow squeezed my way between two cars that were barely moving, and they gave me the finger. But you know what, bitch? If I had not moved, Miss Horty would have died as that Buick slid right on up into that area, still sideways, with the little old woman behind the wheel, with her eyes wide open, her handy cripple sign hanging from the rearview mirror. And then she just turned around and started driving again like it was no big deal that she had almost just killed Miss Hortense Chevader. So, anyway, I have been those near-death experiences, and it, you know, it probably wouldn't have been death. Well, who knows? But Miss Maxine probably would have bit the dust as that big steel Buick plowing into Honda Civic. Not such a good thing. So I just want to tell all my listeners about that. That was quite, it started the day off real nice. And don't think I wasn't like swigging on some like homemade coffee and, you know, whatever up in the car. And thankfully I spilled nothing. And, delicious smart water. Thankfully I spilled nothing and everything. I made it the rest of the way without a hitch. Let's just say. So, okay. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of near-death experiences, I got up today a little later than normal, but I was up late last night, so got, you know, okay, sleep. Not enough. And talked to Omar from The Other O, by the way. Go check out the horror pictures of him in drag. Or, excuse me, his half-sister. His half-sister in drag. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank goodness I was not there to witness my husband doing that. Anyway, go on over to theotherow.com, and you can find that link on the right column over on littlefatty.com. So I talked to him a bit, and I was like, okay. So I went in the kitchen, and I was like, yeah, I think that I want to cook lunch, like a nice lunch, a healthy lunch, but not like a Lean Cuisine lunch. So I get up in the freezer, and I had a pack of chicken breasts and then a freezer bag with one in it that was left over, which made a total of four. So I threw those in and their packages in a big bowl full of cold water to start defrosting them real quick. Came back here. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Came back here, took a quick little shower, and then hopped on in to the kitchen and decided I was going to make southern fried chicken, which I was going to batter and everything myself and fry it up. Some homegrown corn that I had frozen, and some sort of like vermicelli or something with like a homemade rosemary cream sauce, something along those lines, right? So I got all the ingredients out that I needed. Of course, the reason I chose those menus were because that's stuff that I have in the house. So, you know, you do what you have to do. And when you're feeling fabulous on a Sunday morning and you realize that you're selling the house that you love and that you're, you know, your Sunday mornings waking up there and having your big pot of coffee and, you know, it's nearing being over. And while I'm sure I'll rent a fabulous place, it's not quite the same when it's not yours. But, so I got everything going. I got the water started and, mixed up my, battering event for the chicken and everything. Got that all ready to go in a line, so I could go ahead and do that and throw them in the pan and yada, yada, yada. So, y'all, I put that oil in the pan, and I was like, well, I'm not going to cook for a little while. I mean, not a long time, but you know, a few minutes. So, I turned the burner on 3. Now, that's 3 out of 10. Normally, 3 can't even get, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't get water hot enough to burn you. How about I went to test the oil, so I popped in, like, a little piece of, like, the breading just to see if it sizzled. She exploded. Exploded. Lord. So, I squealed and kind of jumped back. I did get a little bit on my arm, but it didn't burn me too bad. All over my kitchen. So then I had, and then it starts popping and going crazy. I guess it broke the surface tension or whatever. Y'all, I do not know what happened to Miss Toy. Now, I am so embarrassed that this fatty tried to fry something and it blew up in his face. Literally blew up in my face. And I'm very lucky, as is my house. Of course, it smells like fucking burned oil. So I go, I reach over, turn the burner off, which it's electric. So, you know, of course it was still hot. And I pick the pan up, which was a mistake. It was a mistake. I know now it was a mistake. But I pick the pan up to get it off the heat so it would cool off, because that's how you cool things down, which oil doesn't cool down as fast as like water, because water will stop boiling immediately if you lift it up off the burner. Well, that made it even worse, and the oil moved and hit a hot pot part of the pan. And y'all, this was oil, like this was thick oil, like a couple of cups of canola oil, right? She just starts exploding everywhere. So then it gets on the stove and gets on the hot burner and starts smoking, and I was like, oh shit, the house is going to burn down. So I dumped the big pan in the clean, thank God I just cleaned out the sink, y'all. I dumped the pan in the sink, didn't really fucking care what happened when it hit the sink, you know, because I already had the water running in the sink, so it cooled it off immediately, and it was stinking. And so then I'm like grabbing paper towels, trying, because with a flat top, it had cooled off enough when that oil hit it that it wasn't going to catch paper towels on fire, at least. And I did know that, but also I couldn't touch it with the paper towels because I didn't want to burn my hand. But so I'm soaking up the oil. Y'all, it made a big old mess. And so then I spent the next, after I cooked, I just said, that's enough. I do not want to try that again, and shake and bake that chicken right on up in the convection oven, okay? Because it only takes 10 minutes when you shake and bake in the convection oven, which it took longer because they were thicker pieces, but whatever. Oh, Lord, everyone. Y'all, that was some scary shit. That was really scary. And how about my roommate's a firefighter, but he didn't even know what was going on. He had his headphones on. He was working on some audio, some DJing mix and stuff, and she did not know that I was up in there squealing in the kitchen, being burned up by the oil, and it stinks in there still, and it's 7:30 at night, and I did this at like 2 in the afternoon or 1:30. It still stinks up in there. So anyway, but coincidentally, the rest of the meal was fabulous, and the cream sauce wasn't quite as creamy as I'd hoped because I didn't have much cream, so I used mostly whole milk, and I didn't have the patience to let it simmer long enough to get thick, so it's mostly milky, buttery, rosemary goodness on noodles, which is really good too. And I just had a bowl of that for dinner in one of the breaks that we took. So anyway, I know that that's exciting to you guys. Okay, I've got one last thing, and that is MySpace. Have you guys been on MySpace? I assume you have, if you're American at least, because it seems to be a very popular thing to do. But if you're straight, which I still don't think any of you are, but if we have any straight listeners other than Miss Colleen McHugh, yeah, the MySpace. How about, Colleen, if you're coming to Charleston for Spleto, you best let me know, and don't try to be standing a Larry up, by the way. Hope you're listening. I've signed up for MySpace, I mean, probably a year ago, if not longer. It's been a while. One of my friends who is stationed overseas was on it and was like, hey, you should join. And just kind of keep up with me. That's where I put photos. And I mean, it's something that any idiot with a computer can use. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, like any web design. I mean, you can do cool stuff if you know a little HTML. But if you don't, then that's cool too. So, you know, every now and again, someone would find me, one of my friends here in town, and they would add me, because I don't think I use my real name, Larry Vader. I think I use some fake name, and so y'all won't be able to find me, don't worry. And all of a sudden, BRE, which stands for Best Roommate Ever, that was my original roommate out of when I got my first apartment. I was on my way to my parents' house, and she's like, ah, blah, 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 and we talked, and we were catching up, and I was realizing I had to sit her up for lunch, and so I was apologizing, and she said, you know, you really need to get on MySpace, and I said, well, I am, and she said, well, I couldn't find you, and I said, well, that's because I didn't use my real name. I used, you know, whatever. So I told her what to search for, and so she went and found me and added me, and y'all, that was the beginning of the end. That fucking site is evil. First of all, it really is poorly designed. I'm sorry, everyone out there. If you love it, it's poorly designed. It crashes a lot. The code is bad, 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 and it's ugly. Y'all, she is ugly, ugly. Okay? But So then some folks on her friends list that were friends of ours from college and just from around town, because she was originally from Charleston, and I moved in, so I met a lot of her fabulous friends. So they were like, oh, my God, it's Larry. Oh, my God, it's Larry. Oh, you know, oh, we haven't seen you in since the wedding, since she got married and moved away. And I'm like, that was not a good day for Miss Horty. She was trying to be fabulous, and her parents were there, and it was not easy to do. And then some other folks, and I mean, all of a sudden, she's exploded. And then, like, J. Michael Haas finds me on the MySpace and all sorts of things. So, good gracious is all I'm going to say. And then you're like, ooh, I can search for people. Ooh, I can see who was into my high school who was gay, which, of course, no one. And so, yeah. It is no fun. I don't ever want to think about it again. But I get the emails. Ooh, someone sent you a message on MySpace. Someone sent you a friend request. And so you immediately go. And then you go and look at their friends. And then 3 hours later, you realize that you still have stuff to do at the coal mine. So anyway, enough about that. Now you're all going to run and use MySpace. And I'll tell you what, if you can find me on MySpace and you're not someone that knows me already personally, if you can find me on MySpace, I'll send you a t-shirt. So anyway, okay, so you know what? Let's do something. Let's wrap her up. Okay, well, I hope that you've been able to stomach this show. I know it's been difficult. I know that it should have been difficult because, well, I'm fat, and when I'm by myself like this, it's not always the most entertaining and fattening and good time. But that's okay. I mean, you know, like, I'm here to have fun, and I'm just telling y'all how it is. And that's what the Little Fatty Cast is about. I tell you how she do. And I'm glad that I told you how she do, because you're fat. So, anyway, don't forget, I would love to hear from you on the voice letter lines. Now, I've got some voice letters, but it's getting increasingly difficult for me to play them. But I'm working on a way to convert them to a format that GarageBand can play. And once I do that, I'll play more of them. So, you know, I've got some from DJ David J. I've got some from Omar. And I'll play those soon. I promise, guys, it just takes me a while. I have to go through Audio Hijack and blah, blah, blah. But I'd love for you to send them over, and I will play them on the show. Once I get this thing all worked out, the voice lettering number is 206-339-6FAT. That's 206-339-6FAT. The first 19 callers. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and so that's one great way to get in touch with us. Another is to e-letter me. I'm Larry at littlefatty.com. I love, love, love receiving your e-letters, and you can't send me too many. I've even gotten a couple forwards, and, you know, there have been pretty good forwards. I've not gotten any of those stupid cartoon forwards or anything. I do love that. Now, also, you can find me on the Skypes. I'm Larry Vader on the Skypes. Big Fatty is the Big Fatty on the Skypes. You can search for us, last name Fatty, last name Vader, and you will find us. Okay, I promise. And then don't forget to go to the website, because I know that that's really cliche, and you're like, I'm listening to this on my iPod, Larry. Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad that you're listening on your iPod. I listen to myself on my iPod, but I still go to websites to comment, which I love it when we get comments, okay? So I know you guys know better, but go on over and comment on the website. If you tell us what you like and what you don't like, we may even listen, and we might talk about your comment on the show. And there have been some really good ones lately, guys, so I really appreciate that, okay? And, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. Don't forget, if you can find the link to my Flickr page on the website, and I've put up some pretty good stuff. So, anyway, arrivederci. You guys have a great night, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.